This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Girl, this week we have a fun special Tuesday episode where we get to all the phone calls we haven't got to. Yes, baby, it's a mailbag episode and we get to the bottom of it. Do you want to be eaten by snakes? How do you get fucked in the butt?
With lube.
Should kids be in the room, in the house when you're fucking someone's dad?
No. Listen, this is a voicemail marathon. We get into it all. We have a little bit of a rocky start because Meatball and I, what is it? It's damn near 5 p.m. and we still both need to take a nap.
I'm legitimately hungover.
All right. Well, I'm just tired because I don't do that messy stuff like you.
But, fat slut, January 21st, get ready. It's going to be a great show.
Ooh, I'm going to come back.
Goodbye. Or enjoy the episode. Goodbye.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva. Our number is 213. Okay, 536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with the show.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Who left the tea on? Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meemaw. I'm Meemaw, and that's Big Dipper. And this is our show, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meemaw. I'm Meemaw, and that's Big Dipper.
We're going to leave all the tea spilled on the floor today.
Honey.
We're wearing the same shirt.
Matchy, matchy. I'm so hungover from Fat Slut last night. I left the bar at like 2. I had someone drive me home. I don't know if I should say, but they were on the way to a hookup post show that she hooks up in full drag. And the girlfriend of the person watches.
Whoa.
And then the whole ride home, I just kept asking a bunch of questions. I was like, and then she joins in and he was like, yeah, sometimes his girlfriend blows him while he's laying down, and then he'll fuck her. He's fucking her missionary, and this drag queen stands over her head and, like, gets her dick sucked by the guy fucking his girlfriend.
That is sense? Crazy.
No, it's not. It's not.
Why are you leading with stuff? This is, like, the third thing you've said that we can't talk about.
It wasn't, though. I would not get in a car with that person. I think she gives me crazy driver vibes.
Hey, listen, I will say, regardless of how messy and insane we are on this podcast.
Nothing many, is messier than my party last night.
Many of you have, like, many people came up to me at the podcast I've been sober for a decade and I still get like this when I'm just like tired. I can only imagine what it's like for you full of tequila
and weed and cocaine.
Jesus Christ. No, this is what I wanted to say. So many people came up to me and were like, I listen to the podcast, I never miss an episode. I love having you guys in our ears.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was really, really sweet. And I want to say, there's a few things I want to say. One, Meatball, this is our final episode of 2021. And
was there anything you'd like to get off your chest or apologize for?
Well, we do. No, I want to express my gratitude to you for No, for real. For like doing the show. For someone asked me how like we met, and I was like, we were at Precinct. I've told the story many times on the podcast, but we were at Precinct. You were blackout drunk, but I thought you were coherent and clever.
That's my superpower.
And I should be drunk right now. We chatted backstage. It was my first time hearing of and meeting you. You had been a super fan of mine before, like a stalker.
Not a super fan. Not a stalker. I went to one of your shows
and then wore a tank bought a top. Shirt and
my
then
best
posted
friend
your...
at the time no, was in love with you.
But we let him go by the wayside these
he
days.
He died in a fire. No, he lives in Louisiana and has a beautiful husband.
But I think it's a pretty wild thing to meet someone and then the next interaction say, do you want to start a podcast?
Yeah, that was weird. And then we started, and then our first like two episodes we recorded in your bedroom.
Right. We don't need to get into all this.
We had PJ, and then we had someone else who did not want to be interviewed, Matteo Sagatti.
We also did an episode with
Teddy Bear.
Baby Bear. Yes.
The original.
We did all these like pilot episodes that never made their way to the public.
Good.
But anyhow, all I want to say is I'm very grateful because we've built something cool. I feel like you and I have like found something that we didn't know we wanted to do or like to do. And it was sort of an
unexpected
thing. People really enjoy the show. And I feel like, honestly, I'm going to make a dedication and a promise to you right here on this podcast, Meatball, that next year, I know I spend a lot of time like producing other people's things, but next year I want to do a lot more stuff with Sloppy Seconds. I want to do more live shows.
Absolutely.
I think we can actually develop some more merch than just some pickle t-shirts.
I miss the pickle tees.
I know. And the pickle tees are great. Shout out to Ian for drawing that amazing drawing. We can like...
Love Ian.
I think we can, like, you know, do something. I texted you a very fun idea that you agreed to earlier this morning, which could be fun for next year.
That could be fun, and we could use the Gia Gunn Studios again.
Or, like, go out
anywhere
on location.
Else? I mean...
This is what I'm saying.
We could do a lot in Palm Springs.
Right.
Could
so
we
just
do a live show at CCBC?
Oh, my God. Yes.
People just leave to go have an orgy and like we're just still on the lawn talking.
Let's do a fucking live poolside show at if you work at CCBC. I'm gonna write this down.
Do you think the people that Sloppy? Work at CCBC listen to our podcast?
No, they're like sophisticated older gentlemen. They listen
they're
to This American
very
Life.
Sophisticated.
Poolside. I'm writing it down. Listen, if you have other ideas or if you want us to come to your city, I know last night, girl, Omicron kept everyone home, and shout out to all of our listeners
to
in New York City.
Oh,
all
my
of our
God.
Listeners in New York City who are hibernating or are COVID positive.
I follow like nothing but Brooklyn drag queens, basically, and all of them are posting positive.
Everybody COVID positive.
So last night I was actually fearful that it was gonna get canceled because Omicron, but I guess it's not that bad here yet.
Yeah, girl.
It's
I
bad
looked
in
at
the OC.
The daily LA numbers, there were 1,500 yesterday or 2 days ago. Then it went up to 2,600. And then yesterday it was like over 3,000 new cases.
If
so,
you were at Fat Slut, please go get tested today, which is a Tuesday, and you'll have more accurate results. So
and
please
then
go get
if
tested
you
today.
Did have COVID?
Please text me and let
me
know.
Tag people so we can put out an announcement that
we're not even going to be mad at you. Oh my God! But did you hear about Trunks Bar in West Hollywood? The
no,
DJ,
but the way you just—I felt like
DJ,
we were in a musical.
Did you hear about the DJ? He tested positive for COVID and still knowingly went to the club to play and spin music.
What?
At the Trunks Bar, a DJ had COVID, got a positive test result. Whether it be false positive or not, he had a positive result, thought he had COVID, and still went to go DJ.
You know, there's like a... Listen, I love a good DJ. I'm friends with DJs. I used to DJ all the time. I'm probably going to start DJing a lot more next year, but like...
DJ Trixie.
Girl, you can just put on a Spotify playlist.
I don't know if it was the club or if he needed money or... I don't know the whole situation.
That is so...
I just know that seems so crazy irresponsible because someone sent me a message that I was like exposed to COVID and I canceled my gigs for a week because I was like, I don't know.
Oh, yes. I remember that. And you told me that I had been exposed because you were like, I had probably been exposed and I saw you 2 days after, so you were probably exposed. I did 2 rapid tests and a PCR test. Like 3 days after and then 5 days after, and yeah. I didn't have anything. And you know, it's like, girl, oh, that's the whole point.
Okay, we can't do this. I know we're not becoming doing COVID. We're doing that again. And I think it's out of fear that there's going to be another shutdown. And I already texted all the girls. I said, get your green screens out because we're about to start to be film editors again.
Who did you text?
I texted Tony PJ. Soto.
Oh, Tony
PJ, Soto. Ruballer.
Rubbly Lear. Don't you think Rubella should figure out a way to do her name like Zubbly Zoo? That's a niche idea.
So right. This week, before we leave you...
Hold on. I just poured my heart out to you.
Oh, you're fun to be around. I'm really excited for the...
No, and I need some positive feedback about my performance at your party last night.
Oh, right. You were great last night. Incredible. You almost... I will tell you, you said you were going to do an 8-minute number, and I got scared. I'm glad you kept it to 6.
Yeah. It was long, but it was an entertaining long.
It was long, but there was stuff happening every second. Like, if you weren't on stage, you were changing. There was 3 go-go's dancing and handing out sandwiches. You came out, and finally, I get to see it, the big sandwich costume.
It looked cool, right?
When you came out, Trixie literally was like, whoa. What? Oh my god. I was like, yeah, girl, he's been talking about that for a year.
For a year, fully. Marco made the design in 2019. What I will say though, seeing some people.
That's a Marco Monroe?
That's a Marco Marco.
Marco Marco.
That's correct. What I will see, what I will say is that seeing people's videos from the club, I'm like, oh, it needs a little flourish on the sides. Because it looks really good from the front and the back. But if you're just looking at the toast triangles.
But they did have a little. It had little, like, burnt toast edges.
It does.
It could be more.
It's a well-made costume.
It's super well-made.
Well,
do you think I should go to Precinct and take my curtains down today or just leave it up for someone else to do?
Why didn't you take them down last night?
Me, as drunk as I was, up on a ladder?
Me, as drunk? Okay, but your hair was a serve.
Oh, phenobarbital. Great hairs. And she does them quick. And I don't invest in good wigs, so I just buy an Amazon wig, have it delivered to her house, and I, like, send her a picture of what I want, and then, like, 3 days later, it's ready. And I loved that wig. I said I want to look like an 80s hooker.
It's great. She does the little front braid so it never falls in your makeup.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And I think I like big, short hair on me. I think I don't want long hair anymore. It's really annoying and hot.
When have you ever worn long hair?
I normally wear something down to my tit.
No, girl. You know about the bob.
I'm
known for the bob. Because
I call you Bob.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm not ready.
Okay, what?
Okay, let's take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including categories like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, or Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I was so thrilled when Factor sent us meals to try out. I'm normally very skeptical of prepackaged meals, especially ones you heat in the microwave, but I gotta tell you, they have changed the game. I mean, this is fresh food because it is not frozen. The flavor is outstanding. These are like well put together meals, and the protein, the chicken cutlet, I was convinced it was not going to be enough. That is a hearty, thick slice of chicken breast. Like, there is plenty of food in each Factor meal, and I think this is like an absolute awesome way if you're looking to make a shift, or if you're just looking for some ease in how you prepare your food or how you have lunch on the go. Factor's got it covered. Get chef prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready to eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring, or just get back to working all the time, because that's what I do. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need delivered right to you. Plus, you can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for their Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. That's cool. Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. And that's the numbers 50, not the word spelled out. That's code sloppyseconds50 at factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And we're back.
So because of...
Full back.
Because of this... this being, we do have a show on Friday, of course. We're going to round out our Spooky Seconds coverage. But because this is our final, you know, chitty chat Tuesday episode of the year, we thought we would do a
mailbag
extravaganza.
Because we have missed a lot of phone calls throughout the year. So we thought, why not just stack them up and answer them as they came. So we have about 20 phone calls.
Do you think we're going to listen to them all?
Some of them are very short. The long ones I wrote long next to.
If anybody didn't know, I like to be surprised on these voicemails. So very graciously, Meatball screens these calls, which I listen to.
Is 2022 the year that I get a producer credit?
You didn't email me back about that PDF we sent you.
Didn't have enough colors or pictures. Let's get to these
voicemails. Yeah, this is step one.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not going to even read it?
You know I'm a Christian illiterate.
Don't lump me in with that gay word, that G word. That's not me. I'm Christian. What's his name? Christian. Tristan.
Christian Walker.
Hey, Dipper. Hey, Big Meatball. Are you guys gonna do Spooky Seconds Classic? By any chance, also, can you have Kendra Onyx back in every episode? She's amazing.
I love that he's cracking himself up.
Are you guys going to do Spooky Seconds Classic? Because that would help give y'all's leak a nice little bit of structure.
Give us leaks.
Think about it during your two
weeks. We have structure.
Here. Hope you enjoy it. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Thank you for the content, the free content.
You're welcome.
Every week. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Girl, she cracked herself up multiple times.
She was giggling, and then she said leak instead of like. And when then she gave us a backhanded compliment when she said, she could said, give you some structure. Bitch, we have structure. I don't want to do classiques because, I mean, I miss talking to guests. I miss doing,
likewise,
like, interviews.
100%.
And it's weird just to us talking to each other all the time.
But what I will interject and say is that unlike Drag Race, Dragula lets the season sort of breathe for a little bit. So I think maybe in the spring, you know, we could take 5 weeks and look at season one if it's available for streaming. You know what I mean?
Like, why don't we start with season two? Because much like RuPaul's Drag Race, I feel like season one of Dragula is the redheaded stepchild that no one wants to talk about.
But you're telling me you're going to skip the opportunity for us to watch you back and then talk about it?
Opportunity?
Yeah. Well, why would we ever skip that?
Because, well, okay, here's the thing. I haven't fully finished. I haven't watched season one back in, like, years.
This is why we should do it. You're, like, literally leaving gold on the table here.
Okay. Well, okay, so maybe we will.
We'll see what happens. Let's listen
next
to another
call.
Next call.
Hi, Big Dipper. Hi, Meatball. Love you both. Love the pod.
Thank you.
I have a quick, earnest question for Meatball.
Yes.
So I'm in this Secret Santa group online, and the person I got chosen... it's someone I don't really know at all, but I do know that they're a drag queen. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions for Christmas gifts for a drag queen that you don't know personally. Like, would it be cheesy to just buy them, like, a nice makeup palette, like yours? Or
get
Carter Joann's fabrics or something? Do you have any suggestions? Thanks.
Well, only get them something to Joann's if you know that they're, like, sewers.
The sewers.
I would say, like, much like I just said, an Amazon gift card. Because then they
You're
could
just
buy...
trying to just throw that money to Daddy Bezos?
Well, he's been throwing money at us. Now, I...
Amazon Music.
Over a million hours of podcasts.
Listen, I was going to suggest tights.
But you have to make sure you know the person's skin color and size.
What about Capizio? Do those come in colors too?
Those come in Capizio comes in great colors, but you again would have to know their size, and if they pad, then they're like usually a size up from what they
need.
Well,
maybe the Diamond Diva makeup palette is great because it's
got one of everything.
Now I'm gonna sell your makeup palette.
Thank you.
It's all about accent color. Because you're not playing games with foundation color or contour color, which is really specific to the queen. You're just giving them, like, accent colors, which all are about...
eyeshadow. Yeah.
And
that
glitters.
That they can use as blush. Yes, and 5 beautiful glitters.
I would say, I think the Diamond Diva palette is the best. I would also say maybe a nice handwritten note that says, if you don't know about this amazing podcast called Sloppy Seconds, my gift to you is a twice a week enjoyment. So you should go ahead and follow that show and listen.
Yes. I'm also trying to think, here's something that no drag queen...
Or buy some glitter from Willem.
Yeah, if you're going to get this person drag queen makeup, get them Willem lipstick, get them my eyeshadow palette, get the Kimchi blush and contour set, and get Trixie...
a makeup mirror. You could do a little makeup mirror.
A makeup mirror, or here's a Telesis makeup remover. No, ooh, no new drag queen ever buys it, but it's the best makeup remover. Tell us this. Or get them the Inglot gel liner. That'll last them forever. But these are all things.
Amazing gifts. You have one more?
Jewelry. Like if there's like a jewelry.
Jewelry.
Every drag queen needs a nice AB bracelet. All right, next question.
AB stands for Aurora Borealis, and it's a type of stone. I learned that from working with drag queens.
Which one?
Hi, Dipper and Meatball. Okay.
Hello.
I'm going to go off about Mary Cherry's cheapest look and why it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yes! Hey, drag her!
It's Christmas. Jesus was born. If you were going to do a Jesus look at Christmas, you should be a baby. Where's your swaddle?
Oh, my God.
B.
Oh, wait.
You got a gray beard. That would have been...
What?
That would have been so funny if she was bald baby Jesus, just like in a swaddled diaper. In a diaper with
full body
just
out,
borrowed La Zavaleta's single baby curly
curl. Like had a coffee mug that says "My dad is God."
Yes,
or a baby bottle,
or a bib,
a little bib that says "My dad is your God"
with a cross on it.
Mary, we're giving you genius ideas.
Or one of those, and then she could have had like a gold crown halo, like in all Girl. Those images. Now that.
With spikes, honey, and flesh hanging off it, that's filth and horror mixed into the camp.
I will say, like, I loved the idea of Jesus, but I don't think the crown of thorns was reading.
Girl, nor was that.
But you know who is? This collar. Okay.
nor was that red pleather play sheet
that
she
was
strapped
meaning.
Across
that
her
made,
chest.
That was, that's what made sense.
What?
The outfit was a Jesus outfit. The outfit is an outfit of Jesus.
Oh, from personal experience?
All the drawings of him, he's in a white tunic down to his ankle. And then he has a red sash.
Salt and pepper hair from retirement.
No,
okay,
I'm just saying the outfit. I didn't say the salt and pepper hair. That was a step.
Here's that was point A. Here's point B.
B, you got a gray beard. That doesn't make no sense either. C, you have that cloak wrapped around you. And I'm like, what are we doing here? I thought it was Moses too, or altered it. I thought it was like the ghost of Christmas past. Question mark from A Christmas Carol, but
who's Carol?
That's all I gotta say.
Oh, she was trying to be. I'm so dumb. I was like, oh, she's Jesus because it's holiday themed. No, she was Jesus because of the Last Supper.
That's what I texted you the other day. I said it was the Last Supper. She's dressed like Jesus in the picture of the Last Supper, but because she thought she was about to be sacrificed.
I literally
by
was like,
everybody there.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus because they made it Christmas themed. What the fuck? How am I alive? Okay.
I literally texted you that and you went,
I don't read
girl.
Your text.
Okay. Well, and then that's why I don't read outlines.
Hey, so I happened to be scrolling through Pornhub earlier today and I realized that, I don't know, I saw something familiar in a video and I didn't know what it was and I looked kind of closer. And then realized that my boyfriend is at the center of this random gangbang that I found. And it's definitely him because the tattoos match up. So, like, I don't know if I should bring it up. I don't really care. I mean, people in the past, whatever. Do I mention it? Do I leave it alone? Thoughts? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Mention it. Mention, he doesn't seem mad, which is nice. It must have been pre their relationship. I say mention it. I mean, when I found my old roommate in a porno, I immediately sent it to them and I was like, this you?
Dis you? Well, I guess, I don't know. It depends on, I think there are some people who did porn a while ago and now they don't want
that attention.
Like if you and your boyfriend like have sex parties or like to have group sex or like have like a group of friends that like they're your brunch friends but also you all fuck each other and you're all just sort of like open
God,
whatever.
I love brunch friends.
Then I would assume you could like time it so you're like watching it on the big screen and jerking off when he like comes home from work one day and it could be like a fun thing. But if y'all are like in a like a monogamous sort of more vanilla-ish relationship, I feel like you have to tease it in a different way. You have to like be like, should we film us? Oh, have you ever done that before? Have you ever filmed yourself? And then be like, yeah, I found it and I found it hot. I feel like the only way to bring it up is to say it was surprising and I found it hot, because you really want to affirm whatever, even if they regret it or they don't feel good about it. I feel like affirming it is the best way to move forward. Thoughts?
I agree wholeheartedly, but I also think that you don't even need to be sneaky or any, just be like, I was
were you in
off
a porn
and I found you in a porn and I thought that was really hot.
Yeah. Thoughts? You're right, you don't need to go through all that extra effort. I was just thinking
to be more straightforward. You like a scheme and a scam.
Well, I like to scheme and scam in order to know that I'm right. And recently, some of my schemes and scams have come back to haunt me. So I'm going back to therapy. Okay, here's another one, and then we'll take a break.
Hiya. A, love the podcast. B, like, third time caller, never been on the air. Not bitter about it, but you
seems
know,
bitter.
I have a story that may warrant that. So I'm AFAB, and during... I spoke with a lot of men who consider me a woman. It's a whole thing. But anyways, I'm a trans man. And I once had a partner. It was somebody I was just sleeping with from work. Slept with them a few different times. And basically, my bladder muscles were so weak that I just wanted to give vigorous head so badly. That basically, whenever I would gag super hard, sometimes I would just full on piss myself. And this man was just such a hot dom that I was like, I cannot tell him that I'm solely just pissing. So he was like, you know, are you good? And I basically made up a lie forever ago that I was squirting. And he totally bought it. We slept together probably like 6-7 more times
squirt
after that.
Pee.
Each time me just peeing. And he never once picked up on it. And I just want to say that straight men are so fucking stupid and dumb sometimes. And yeah, love you guys. Dipper, you remind me so much of my older brother. It's not even funny. That's it. That's the tweet. Bye.
You talk to your older brother about pissing yourself and trying to pass it off like squirt?
Absolutely. I do believe they said that they are a trans man. I was a little confused, so we'll just say they. But they, as I've always... What?
I think... They were saying that they have slept with all different types of people.
Oh. So as they were saying, squirt is just pee. End of list.
No. They were saying they lied and squirt isn't pee, but they pass their piss off as squirt. My question is, have your bladder muscles gotten better?
What can you do for that? Kegels?
Kegels? That, then you can make
no,
them
strong. Don't drink water at
you
all.
You can make
ever?
Them stronger than yesterday.
You can really huck huck yuck with your buzz.
My what the fuck? My immediate thought was, if you slept with this, as you refer to, hot dog of a man multiple times after the piss incident, did you like make sure you drank like only water and not coffee and not anything that like asparagus? Because clearly squirt is just going to be juices. It's not going to like smell like
squirt doesn't exist.
Rancid yellow orange piss. You know when you like really haven't had water in a while and you
yes,
look at your
and
piss
it comes out
and you're
like orange?
Whoa, that looks like if you put it in the fridge it become Jello Jigglers.
God. The fuck is Jello Jigglers?
Wait. You know what a Jello Jiggler is, right?
No.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
You remember when you would make like a tray of Jello, but then you'd use a cookie cutter to cut them out into shapes?
No.
We used to eat this as a kid.
Oh, I see now. Oh.
You put like strawberry gelatin.
The first thing that came up was, yeah.
A picture of me? No. Saying, Jello Jigglers.
It's like little stars of David. So it kind of reminded me
of me.
Okay,
yeah,
next.
Girl. No, let's take a break.
Another break?
Yeah, you know, we take 3 breaks on this show.
Daddy Bezos.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, we are
and
back.
We're back.
Okay, I'm gonna make this quick since you guys hate long stories. But anyway,
thank you.
We
so I hooked up with the straight guy, and you know, well, I think he's straight because he has a baby mama and a kid who live with him. But anyways, we got drunk one time, and I gave up head, and this continued to go on every weekend. And to this day, I still get hit up for some, but I've moved ever since. And I told his cousin about it, who is one of my close friends, and he's also a straight guy. Soon enough, he started asking me for head. And both hit me up sometimes at the same time, and I'm kind of suspicious that they know about it, that each of them know. Is that gay?
Well,
girl, no, yes. They're both straight. Have a cousin bukkake party.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that. I mean, it would be different if they were twins. Have we talked about this? You'd fuck twins, right?
Uber Javert.
Not
no,
those
I
twins.
Wouldn't.
You'd fuck a twin.
No.
I'd fuck twins.
I'd fuck them separately, but not together.
Same room together, but I don't think I could let. I don't want them to touch.
What? Anyway. What would you do? You, like, hold them apart? What if they were spit roasting you and you somehow looked up and you're like, and you looked up and they were
and
just
they were kissing?
Gazing. In, no, not kissing. Just very intently gazing into one another's eyes with, like, a loving, longing look. Like,
you know I hate when people look into each other's
each
eyes
other,
around me.
But we're using this meat sack as a substitute because otherwise it'd be illegal. What if that was your experience? You tell me.
Probably be fine with it.
Say, squirt them up the old bum hole, diva.
You put it in my hole and you put it in my mouth. Okay, I don't see anything wrong with, and they probably do know, especially if you told one cousin and then they're hitting you up at the same time, and they know. You need to suck both of their dicks at one time.
Yeah, that's right.
Make them touch.
Make the dicks touch?
Yeah. Why you ever done that with two? Just like.
I filmed you doing it once.
Oh, yeah.
God. What are
and
you doing?
All this and more at CCBC 2022.
Yes! Wait, I really want to do that.
I would too. I think that would be really funny.
And we should have some sort of like body, like interesting body contest or skill, like special sexual skill that they would show off poolside. Like, can you suck your own dick or can you do queef out of your butthole?
And we could go on a, if they would let us, we should go on the trail and describe what we see.
No, that's too much.
We go into one of the bunkers.
No, because I want to be able to go back there and fuck people.
But what if we run into each other back there?
No, you won't do that.
So we have to text each other like, okay, now it's my turn for the bunker.
Oh, then we'll have crossover people.
Ew.
No, bring your little life partner. So then you'll be in the room. I will.
We'll be just fucking around back there with other people watching.
That sounded like this. Okay.
Hey, Big Dipper and Meatball. So I wanted to call in and give this sex story that I have. So,
okay.
I was hooking up with this guy one time at my house. And,
yes, I love it in the house.
Everything was going good. He came over. He was really cute. Whatever. So we're doing the deed. And then I start sucking his dick. And, you know, the lights are dimmed because I like to keep, you know, the room dim. So as I'm sucking his dick, you know, the room's dim, I sort of feel like an iron taste in my mouth. And I'm like, that's weird. So whatever, I keep going because I'm like, that's weird, but whatever. I keep going, and then I notice, I'm like, wow, it's gotten really strong. So I kind of like pull back and I touch my mouth. And I look at my hand, and it's, like, dark with, like, red. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I push him off of me, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's blood. And he's like, what? And I get up, turn on the light, and there is blood all over my mouth, all over his dick. It was so bad.
Girl.
He literally, I was like, oh, my God, is that mine or yours? And, like, I still don't know to this day if I don't know if I was sucking too hard and cut him or something, or I think that's what it had to have been because I had no cuts in my mouth or anything. It was so weird though. The guy was freaked out. He never hit me up again. I mean, I wouldn't blame him. Like, it was scary. Like, I was scared for the rest of the day. I thought it was really crazy and like a little spooky for the spooky season. Yeah, I love your podcast. Keep it up. Bye.
Well,
that just sounded like a traumatic experience.
You appropriately labeled this voicemail Bloodcock.
Bloodcock.
With the Jamaican accent. Yeah, you would say. Not Kendra gaslighting my drip drop video.
What did she say again? Oh, yeah.
She was like, I don't know. Some stuff is fine. I was like, Kendra, don't
be on the wrong side of history here. Speaking of which, yeah, we definitely need Kendra back more often.
Absolutely sounded like Monet Exchange.
Yeah. Next call.
Wait, you didn't talk about this blood clock. God damn it.
Oh. It absolutely had to be his penis, not your mouth.
I think his dick snapped, and I'll say this.
Snapped, bitch. That dick snapped. Did you see her?
Honey,
up there?
That dick was she living. Snapped. She snapped. She bled all over your tonsils. No, I do. There are. Listen, the dick has a lot of. Okay,
there's
let's
a lot
talk
of veins.
About a couple things. I've cut my dick
17 times.
I think 3 times in my life.
Shaving it.
One time I was shaving it, and I was using an electric trimmer, and I didn't have a guard, and I was, like, trimming my bush, and I, like, moved, and it clipped the skin of my...
That's why you gotta get a Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0.
There you go. And it skipped... what's the word? Nicked my shaft. Say that fast.
Nicked my shaft. Nicked my shaft. Nicked my shaft. Please come and nicked my shaft at the CCBC live show in 2022.
And so I had a little cut then when I was in high school, very, very young. Diva, it wasn't a cut, but I basically rubbed my shit raw before I knew about lube on a sick day. I'm sorry. Before I knew about lube, comma.
Period.
Period. On a
sick day. I guess, no, it is a comma because it's, yeah, it what is mean, that?
Yeah, it was like back in high school before I knew about lube, comma. I was staying
at a sick day.
On a sick day, another comma. Wait, I'm proving I'm illiterate.
Christian,
but you know
illiterate.
When you were like in high school and it was a sick
and
day,
you'd and be home on a sick day,
and you it was like on a sick day.
But were
before,
you sick on this day, or was it just a sick day?
I was mildly sick, but it was before I knew about lube, comma.
Mildly inconvenienced. That would be my sick days. I'd be like, ugh, I don't feel like doing the project. I'm just not going to go to school today. It's due.
But I remember jerking off so much that the next day, my dick was like sore and it was so red. I was like, maybe. Sour red. I was like, maybe I've rubbed it raw.
That's a pretty good Australian.
No, it's not. Don't do that.
You were getting all their R's and R's.
Yeah, what did they say? Nar.
Nar. It's a nar from mer. I've told the story before.
Nar for mer?
From mer.
Anyhow, I told this story before. It was definitely his dick and not your mouth.
Give me a blowjob, but he like kept grazing the bottom, the underside of my penis with his bottom teeth to the point that it like rubbed the, it basically gave me like a carpet burn on the bottom of my dick that then scabbed over and would hurt anytime it got erect because the scab was for a flaccid boy.
That's hard.
And I would still jerk off. Just wouldn't touch that rough spot. So, you know, sometimes you gotta get the urge. Quench it.
The urge to jerge.
Hey, you stupid little fucks. I was just at the laundromat, and I don't know, I was folding some underwear, and I got kind of horny, so I went on Sniffy. But the most strange full moon thing happened to me. I went back out to my car, went to go look at the app some more, and I noticed there's this man just standing outside of the laundromat. And he's wearing, you know, the gray sweatpants. He's on his phone, and he's eating something. So I'm like, okay, what's this trade doing? But he's looking at me. And so I stay on my phone a minute, and then he starts, like, touching his dick a little bit. And so I'm obviously looking at his dick. And then I look up and realize he's obviously looking at me. And next thing you know, the art of the cruise kicks in. And he goes back to his carpenter van with no windows.
Work. And murder van.
He motions kind of for me to come in. So I go in. His dick is fully hard in the middle of a public parking lot.
Yes.
And we go in the back of his van. I see all of these power tools and whatnot. And I'm thinking, I could get murdered right now. But this uncut Latino dick is all about it. And yet I stay.
Why'd you say Latino?
Why'd you have to say it with so much hate?
I fold my underwear, I have some phone number to call. Goodbye.
We love a real life cruise. Because, girl, Sniffies is just fucking Flake City.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't use it, but that sounds interesting. That was a lovely story, and I'm glad that you did it. Here's the thing. I would say just in most cases, maybe don't do it right in the parking lot, but I understand that that's where you were, so you had to.
And but windowless.
Don't
but windowless.
Get in that car if he says he's going to take you to a second location.
So you're saying don't do it in the parking lot, but also don't go to a second location? So where are they trying to get their rocks off?
I said in that van. I say follow him. Get his license plate, send a text, on your way to somewhere.
You're getting convoluted now. Girl, she was a windowless van. That's perfect for sucking dicks.
Yeah, I think, well, yes, but I have to, I think we
also,
should
also, you're
say,
in a public
for
location.
For the safety of everybody, maybe don't have sex in public, but I also agree that you did the only thing you could do.
But in a car is not in public if no one can see.
If a police sees that car a-rockin'.
No, girl, if no one can see, it's not indecent exposure.
Oh, all right. Well, glad you didn't get murdered.
Oh, okay. Blood clock.
Hey, Divas. My fucking story happened back when I was in college, when I was still a baby slut. I posted on Craigslist that I was trying to suck some dick, and I guess I was feeling my Big Dipper fantasy because this 50-year-old man emailed me some pictures of him in a sexy Bob the Builder costume.
Drag me.
That was the first red flag, but, you know, I went anyway. I drove about 45 minutes at, like, midnight to get there.
Yeah, that's
and
work.
And what I suck his dick, it's whatever. After that, I'm obviously trying to leave, but he wants to cuddle, he wants to talk. So I eventually am able to, like, get away. I put my clothes on, and as I'm leaving, he's like, let me take you on a tour of my house. So we make it down to his basement, into this dark room. He turns on the lights, and all along the walls, I see these giant glass tanks filled with snakes. And I'm not talking like little garden snakes. I'm talking like boa constrictor size. And in that moment, I was convinced I was going to die. But after that, he let me leave. And I guess it wasn't that traumatizing because I'm still out here sucking some random dick. So, yep. Anyway, love you guys. Goodbye.
I would have been backed up against a wall so hard, like palms to the wall, just like, this is it. He's going to murder me, chop me up, and feed me to his snakes.
Girl, I would be like, okay, trigger warning, I guess. I don't know. I'd be like, do you have any mice that I can feed a hungry one? Snakes are cool.
No, I disagree. They're not cool, and they shouldn't be kept as pets.
Really?
I don't think, what do they do for you as a pet? You just
slither around, in your house, speak to you in parcel tongue?
Keeping it in a tiny cage when it could easily just be out in the world doing its thing, living its own life.
Doesn't it lay eggs and things?
Oh my God, that sounds like a delicious omelet. People say that about snake. They say it tastes like chicken. I didn't have that experience.
You People, ate snake?
Yeah, I've also eaten alligator, and that it tastes.
I had alligator.
I don't want to use the word gamey, but it's like swampy. Because like lamb to me is really gamey. I don't really like lamb.
Uh huh.
But oh my God, my computer's about to die. You
well, girl, why you do you not have a charger? You should be more prepared.
Kill yourself, faggot.
All right, I'm going to play a voicemail while Meatball gets his charger. And yes, I said his. I don't think he's going to want to listen to this one. So I'm going to play it.
Oh my God, hi guys. Hold on, let me put my stuff on. Well, I can't remember which podcast it was and who the guest was. It might have been Nicole Byers, but you remember when you guys said we need to stop doing stupid random hookups when we're only like semi-horny? I really need to live by that thought. I can't fucking live with my life anymore. Oh my God, guys. I just jerked off this dude thinking it would be a good time, you know, we'd get into... No. No. The guy... He lived in the basement. I'm pretty sure it was his grandma's apartment complex. And... It smelled like cat... Not clean ones either. Not clean ones either. So, yeah. Choices.
Well, this to me, Meatball's back, and this caller was talking about on one of our shows with some episode sometime, we basically were saying, don't hook up if you're not super horny to hook up. Don't hook up just because the opportunity presents itself, or like because we have the apps, we think about sex all the time. So the moment someone's like, let's hook up because they had a bad hookup. Mm. And I think that brings up like a really, you know, a good point about like, I think we expect... And I think you can relate to this, Meatball, based on last night. We expect the kind of excellence that we bring
that
to things.
That we exhibit to the world.
We expect that to be reflected back to us. But something Miss Delta Work has said, and I have repeated it many, many times, is do not expect yourself from others.
And that's the tea, bitch. And I know that, and it took me a long time to learn that, but no one's brain works the same way your brain works. No one has the same thought process. So for you to like have an expectation of something is
that
just
they're
that.
Not going to be a smelly freak living in the basement of their grandmother's and just going like ur, when you jerk them off, but they're going to be like a hot, fun, interesting person that you like maybe even want to kiss and make out with.
But that's not what that man was expecting. That man in the basement
just wanted some grunts. Meatball, you titled this one something it's going to have to live up to, so let's see.
What did I put?
Hey, y'all. Big Dipper and Meatball. Question, like anal or whatever, like I'm a lady, born a lady, and married to a man, born a man, and he wants to do anal, and we've done it like 7 times, and the only time it's worked is when I've been high, but also he doesn't always want to buy me weed. So, like, any suggestions on, like, how to make it work to where it's not painful? We also use lube that's kind of, like, desensitizing. So sometimes it'll, like, his dick will fall out and he'll just, like, be between my ass cheeks or legs. And I won't tell him just because it hurts so much beforehand. So any lube recommendations that'll, like, help me and him and also, like, make it not hurt without the, you know, influence of other, you know, means like drugs. I mean, I like to be able to do it, like, without smoking occasionally. I got kids and shit. Like, I don't have time to be smoking weed all the time. But, you know, any advice would be greatly appreciated. And goodbye. I don't sing. Goodbye.
I don't sing. Goodbye. Let's unpack it!
I think, is that the one I titled, like, our best call
ever? The best call we've ever gotten.
Yes. That was the funniest thing ever. Just the way they talked about it. They said anal like 7 times in a row. A lot of lube. You need, I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of different brands.
I would also maybe explore lube, like gay sex lube, like boy butter or no. J lube or what?
Oh, continue.
What?
I boy butter, I think, is more for like fisting, and I've never found it as slick as an oil-based lube.
Like a silicone-based lube?
Silicone-based,
because there's water and there's silicone. Yes, I recommend silicone a silicone-based because the water gets like, it dries up faster and gets sticky.
And also, when you're doing it in the butt, you need a lot of lube to like line the whole length.
Yeah, it's not just about the entry point.
Yeah,
it's
some people just like squirt lube on it or whatever, but it's like you need more lube than you think.
Yeah,
I don't think you can use too much lube.
Put a fucking towel down.
Yeah, or just get on the floor.
And there should be a puddle after you're done.
Yes, there's going to be a spot.
My recommendation is finger yourself in the shower. Get a little tiny anal stimulant toy. Do that in the shower so not only you feel really confident that your asshole is clean, but also that you prepare. Something needs to happen before the dick is there. The first entry into anal can't be, oh, he's putting his dick in covered in lube. Secondly, I would recommend, if you're going to do it, get a little butt toy. Get a little plug. Get a little something you can walk around with. And also, maybe, you know the one that they make those ones for your partner? That you can have the remote control and then you can like stimulate your partner's vagina or butt. Get that, and I would say buy one for you and for him, and make him put it up his ass, because those things are tiny, and let him experience what he's doing to you.
Yeah.
Because he'll probably cream his pants and then ask you to peg him, and then you won't have to get fucked in the butt.
You could do the fucking.
Because he'll be like, oh my prostate.
No, it's prostate. Okay, let's go.
It's more like, oh, the prostate outside is frightful, but inside it's so delightful. And if you've got no butt to fuck, stick a plug in your butt and let's, I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah, you lost it there, but the beginning was great.
That's kind of the story of my life.
I think toys, I think fingering, I think slowing it down and using a lot of lube. Get a lube shooter. Shoot yourself full of lube.
I was gonna say that. Shoot that hole right full of lube.
Shoot that hole right full of lube.
Hi, okay. So I didn't come up with this. I saw it in a Trixie video, some Trixie Mattel video. I don't remember. But
oh, the house
the
DJ,
way that I remember
fat
the
slut, Trixie Mattel?
The fucking Boulay brothers, their name. I can't even remember their last name, but the way I remember their first names now is because she said you can always tell Drakmorta is the tall one because the little one can swandula the other one's legs. Goodbye.
Okay, next.
Hey, Big Zipper and Meatball. This is my first time calling. Pretty recent listener, but just wanted to give you some information on a couple things. The other week, Meatball was talking about photos. When photos come in and they're sexually explicit, we're not allowed to give those to the people.
So as far as I know, they're not supposed to cut them out of the negative, but we can give you the negative so you can have them printed somewhere else. But at like stores like Walgreens, we used to not be able to do that. But if you brought in inappropriate pictures of children, we still had to give you those, but we made a second copy for the cops.
Oh.
Also, you mentioned Claw, this latest episode, and I wanted you to know that the Claw itself is based out of Cleveland, and they have a problematic history with women and trans people. Oh. So I don't know if it's necessarily something that is worth promoting. And then that's it. Thank you for listening.
And bye. That's like listening to me talk. Oh, whoa. That was good.
And then
that's it.
End of the list. All right. I'm confused about
giving the photos pictures. Back.
So why, if there's like stuff with kids, you have to, because
you don't
want to
tip off the pedophile.
Oh my God.
You don't want them to know that you know, so you give it back to them, you give it to the police, and the police investigate it.
Because didn't someone call in and say, like, oh, me and my friend took pictures of ourselves with our, like, raging cocks and our dad's
Yeah, he said his fat cock on the front of a car.
If
you took that photo, I really need to see that photo. If you still have it.
Not the sentence, my dad saw me holding my fat cock on the front
of
a car.
My friend's car. That's what it was.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know much about Claw. We only really started hearing and knowing about Claw because, as you said, it's based in Cincinnati. And this year, because of COVID, they moved it to L.A. So we all sort of heard about it because of that.
To host the roast. But had to pull out because of the COVID scare.
Right. And I pulled out because I had a blood cock.
A blood clot.
But that is, thank you.
That's interesting, and I will look into it. And thank you for letting us know. I will say that everything that I was told was that it's been great for the community. So we'll look into that. And I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying thank you for giving me new information. Next call.
And that's it.
There's no more calls?
Hey, Dipper. Hey, Meatball. So last night I got broken up with because I am uncut.
What?
Is that gay?
No.
I have no idea. The reason why I am confused about this is because he tried giving me a handjob, couldn't do it, whatever. Then he asked for a fucking video. That's fucking gay. Thoughts? All right, bye.
I'm so confused.
He tried to give you a handjob and it didn't work, and then he asked you to take a video of yourself?
And then broke up with you because your dick is uncut?
There's a lot going on here, but if someone's going to break up with you for an uncut cock, they're dumb. Uncut cocks are the best.
Right, correct. It's like a mystery within a riddle wrapped in an enigma and a sweet treat on the inside.
And they're all different, so it's like they're not the same.
They're all different. Let's unpack that statement. They're all different, and so therefore, they're not the same. They're not the same.
I mean, they're all uncut. Like, all cut cocks, you're just kind of like, yeah, I know what I'm working with here. All uncut cocks, you're like, I don't know. How much foreskin is there? Is it looser? Is it tight? Can you pull the head out, or do you leave it in? Are you more
sensitive?
Yeah,
sometimes you can't pull all the skin all the way down. It gets too it's too tight. Painful. Very wild. All right, should we play their last voicemail of the year?
Yes.
If you don't like it, I have a few more.
Hey, big dick, hanging with people. Just got my numbers back from Spotify. I guess 3,000 minutes isn't that much compared to, like, 17,000 motherfuckers. Anyway, fuck talk story time. Wasn't on Sniffies to look for this guy, but somehow found him, and trying to find a space to fucking actually suck the guy's dick. Found ourselves in a porta potty. Very clean. Pretty clean. First time in a porta potty sucking dick. The man could not get hard. You guys, I don't know about you, but I mean, yeah, I wanted my dick sucked, but I wanted a fucking sloppy load all over my face. And that's exactly what I expressed to this man. Anyway. Love you, stupid little fuck. Love you, little fuck. You dirty little fuck.
You didn't like that?
No.
You didn't like it so much that we should cut it out, or you want to have this interaction included about how you don't like it? Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. I mean, it was just like a lot of screaming. It's kind of my thing.
You don't want someone infringing on your gig. What I will say is I do agree. I very much dislike. I have been guilty of this, inviting someone to the house and being like, I want to suck your dick, I want to suck your dick. And then when they show up being like, actually, I want to fuck you. But I feel like truth in advertising is the way to be. So this person was complaining about the guy saying, yeah, let's hook up, we found a porta potty, and then he couldn't get hard, and then he wanted to suck. That's a bait and a switch, girl.
Yes.
If you're a cocksucker, be a cocksucker.
If you want your cock sucked, get your cock sucked. But be clear in what you want. Otherwise, it's just disappointing for everyone involved.
Okay, here's one more.
Hey, Big Dipper and Meatball. This is Phil in St. Louis, Missouri. So I got a story here. So I was on Sniffies. Thank you for introducing me to that.
Everyone's on Sniffies. So I was
on Sniffies and got hit up by a gorgeous man. 6'6", top, banging bod, 9-inch uncut dong with pictures to prove it, I hope. Well, he sought me out for a hookup, and that was a huge ego boost. But as we chatted, he revealed that he was a single divorced dad of two kids living with him. And when I asked about the kids, he immediately said that he would make sure they are occupied in another room playing video games because he is, quote, discreet and doesn't want his kids knowing about his sexcapades. Personally, I wasn't cool with the idea because I'd be on edge the whole time, worried that the kids, or even worse, a wife or girlfriend might walk in on us no matter how much the guy tries to keep his kids distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked if he could ever come over to me because, you know, bottoms most often are the ones who host. But he said that that isn't possible because he can't leave his kids behind because, quote, they're all I've got. That sounds pretty sad. But anyway, it all sounded like a weird, rough situation for the guy, and I truly empathize with him, but, you know, wanting to juggle responsibility and a fulfilling sex life, but I had to politely decline his offer and tell him that I hope he finds someone to meet his needs. I told a few trusted friends about this, and after describing the guy to them, a couple of them told me I was a fool to turn him down and that it's not my problem if the kids somehow find out because that'll be on him and not me. So, what do you guys think? Do I give this guy another shot? Do I trust him to keep the kids occupied? Or is this just cuckoo bananas and I should just move on? All right. Thank you, guys. And bye.
Chef's kiss on the voicemail. Do you think he wrote it out ahead of time?
I think he just is.
Went to college or something? He's good at talking.
You don't have to go to college to be good at talking.
Wow, drag me. You're right. Elitist over here. Thank you.
Don't.
He sounds like a newscaster.
Yeah.
Zone. Would you say send the pics?
He wants you to be a stepdad.
Listen, I don't have kids. I know.
I have two cats and I treat them like kids. Debbie, Archie.
I don't know how in the zone they can be. Like, I don't know if it's reasonable to say, like, I'm going to put them in the other room with headphones and, like, Moana on, and I promise you, you will not hear from them for 2 hours. Like, I don't know how reasonable that is. I might be up for it if I knew the door was locked, but I wouldn't be up for it if he was like, my kids don't know I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be that. But I got to tell you, even when people have adult roommates who know they're gay, sometimes the way that men, typically gay men, have sex in this hookup way that we talk about all the time, where you come over, you have sex, you leave 20 minutes later, like, that is weird to a lot of people. So even a roommate situation, I know sometimes when I'm hooking up with people, they're like, well, I can host, but I like to do it when my roommate's not here. That's how I was when I used to live with Tim.
I would never hook up when my roommates were home.
And it's just like about, like,
once accidentally, and it was very strange.
Also, yes, 6'5", banging dong, hot body. That's great. But also, you could probably have great sex with someone who looks different than that as well. So I don't know that you need to like feel like, oh, I missed out on like some huge experience.
You know what? I lied. I'd do it. I would do it. I'd go do it. I said, lock those kids up. Chain them to a wall. I don't
lock
care.
Lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Meet me in the garage for a blow.
Oh, I was going to say the garage studio.
Oh, there you go. Where I do my paintings and my art. Suck your dick hard off your body. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky. I thought you were going to say that when you told your friends about it, they were all like, oh, he hit me up too. He hit me up too. He hit me up too. And he's actually just like the town.
The town crier.
Hole. The town hole.
Well, that was it.
I feel
okay. Let's go. You know that one?
Zonzuit.
Okay, let's go.
Who is singing that?
It's a TikTok. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you in the new year.
Drained and exhausted from all of those voicemails. Also, shout out to Violet Chachki breaking a marble coffee table
in France. She's in gay Paris. She's in Paris. So and that looked like a house party. And I saw in her story, there's a different angle. I just want to know why, when she did the split and fell, Gottmik didn't keep the spotlight on. You know, Gottmik's using like a high powered flashlight as a spotlight. Why she didn't follow
the light
her down.
I'm looking at the clip right now. The light
stayed
moves
on the wall.
A little bit, but it doesn't go. Because Gottmik probably went, you know.
No,
and
it
like,
stays on the wall. Gottmik just like held it in place.
She was probably in shock.
No. Well, you gotta. I needed to see her face in more light.
Girl, the video is pretty fucking clear. Cade, if you're listening.
I got some tips for you when you use the little flashlight.
Terps and tricks.
If you're in Palm Springs, keep an eye out on the CCBC schedule.
And if you own CCBC or work that front desk and you listen to us all the time, let us know when we can do our live show poolside.
Yes, but we would... We would love to stay on premises. It would be easier for us if we could get a room on
site. I'll pitch it. We'll do the live show and then charge a cover for an after party that we'll promote, and it can be a sloppy seconds fuck party, and then you and I will just make sure to not have sex with anyone that night.
That
because then it would get weird, right?
If we had sex with people at our own sex party?
And if you and I were in the mix, that can't happen.
There'd have to be a tap in, tap out.
There's even the crossover appeal is not exciting to me.
I wonder what our audience looks like naked. And we're going to find out.
Probably
in 2022 at Sibisi.
Sibisi. We're doing it. Love you. Bye.
Goodbye. Our number is 213-536-9180. You can call or leave a message via email at sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. But we will be down for the next 2 weeks. But maybe you'll get a special little gift from the past.
Do you know Zydeco music?
Yes.
Could you sing our phone number as if it was a Zydeco song?
No.
All right. Well, I tried, Will. All right. Bye.
Did Will say that? Wait, what would it be like? It would be like 213-536-9180. Because it's like a lot of
baby, close them doors and lock them. 213-536-9180. That's it.
And stop.
Doodle doo doo forever dog.
To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Will and Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.